Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Tamara was the youngest of eight children, born in Colac. Her dad chose the kids he wanted to give his attention to, and she always got left out. Her dad abused her. Tamara still has scars on her arms and under her hair. One day, her mum took the eight kids and escaped to Port Augusta and linked in with the Salvos there. Belinda, however, linked in with a bunch of school kids who smoked and used drugs. And even though she didn't use drugs, she stayed with them because she didn't have any other friends, and these kids accepted her. She eventually moved out of home, and the friends she was sharing a house with were bringing drugs into the house, which scared Belinda because of the implications for her if there was a drug raid. It was after this she decided it would be best not to mix with these people anymore. She started going to the Salvos from time to time, where her mum and siblings went, and decided to go regularly. She started listening when they talked about Jesus. She learnt about his love for her and said she now feels a lot happier. She used to be so down on herself and was very lonely. Now, Tamara finds she can look at the positives in life rather than just seeing the negatives. She was only 18 but had started to take on leadership roles, including helping run a group for young people in years 7 to 12 at school. Belinda told War Cry magazine she loves being with the Salvos and at the Uniting Church and working with kids, and says, "I may have been hurt as a child, but that's not stopping me now." I'm Aaron Wright.